This is independent writing feedback for Natalia. Let's explain first what will happen in this particular feedback session. I'm going to read your essay, and then I will make the necessary corrections to your essay, and then talk about my overall impression. So you should listen to my feedback, and then once you have noticed that I have changed something, you should make the necessary corrections in your writing. Okay? Alright, so here we go. I'm going to start by reading the first sentence. We spend a third of our weekdays at work. And because of that, it is very important who we are working with. So let me repeat that. We spend a third of our weekdays at work. And because of that, it is very important who we are working with. So just a very quick note here, Natalia. Whenever we use who, we use who plus a verb, or we use who plus subject and then verb. How do you know the difference between who plus verb and who plus subject and verb? Well, actually, it's a very subtle difference, but let me explain. If we use who, actually in this case it should be whom, because it is the object of the preposition with, work with. So if we see a preposition at the end of this sentence, this structure, we have to use whom plus subject and verb. In this case, we have with, so we need subject and verb. So you need to invert the order. So who we are working with. Who is okay in colloquial English, in informal English. All right, but again, this type of the difference between who and whom is not really going to affect your score on the TOEFL test. We continue. Our mood depends on the people surrounding us. So, no problems there. We continue with the next sentence. Sometimes, even decision to take an offer or refuse it depends on how we like our future colleagues. So let's talk about this sentence. We need to fix it. Okay, so let me just go ahead and repeat this, and now I'm going to fix it. Sometimes, whenever you use sometimes at the beginning of a sentence, you should use a comma. So sometimes, comma, even a decision on whether to take an offer or refuse it depends on how we like our future colleagues. Let's talk about colleagues, the spelling. So you need to spell colleagues differently. It's colleagues. All right, we continue. There are a lot of different characteristics that people want to see in their colleagues. Again, check your spelling. And they usually depend on their life and previous experience. But what about me? I should like to see see polite, smart people with good communication skills working next to me. All right, so make that correction there. And we should continue with the... Let's talk about the thesis statement, excuse me. So we're not going to continue yet. The thesis statement is your last sentence. And let's focus on the main idea here. I would like to see polite, smart people with good communication skills working next to me. So in this case, you have three controlling ideas. Polite, smart, and communication skills. Good communication skills. So this is what I'm going to see in each of the body paragraphs. And I see that you have three body paragraphs. That's very good. Which means that you have the right structure. Because you have three controlling ideas in your thesis statement. Alright, so let's see the first one. It should be about polite people. Okay, so the topic sentence of the first body paragraph. First of all, I think that politeness is a really necessary characteristic. Take out the comma. You're not going to use comma before because. Because any person would feel, F-E-E-L, devastated, D-E-V-A-S-T-A-T-D, and even demoralized if the closest coworker would, for example, comment on every step or every mistake or ask unpleasant questions. I used to work with a very smart person once who was making awkward jokes, J-O-K-E-S, constantly. Period. So you need a period here. Next sentence. I would say I felt uncomfortable most of the day at that time. Okay, so we've made some corrections there. Some minor grammatical corrections. Please review them. And the easiest way to do that, of course, is to play this recording once again and then making the corrections. Okay, let's continue with the second body paragraph. Also, I would like to see a clever and confident person, take out the comma, because nobody knows what kind of situation and problems we will have to solve. It is better to have a coworker who could help me to make a decision and can give a smart suggestion. Okay, so I like this sentence very much. Very good job. I want to see a person who knows the subject very well and has experience. In this case, experience is a non-count noun. Because I work in science and our results are often dependent, D-E-P-E-N-D-A-N-T, dependent on our previous experience, and maybe even our muscle memory and knowledge. Okay, all right, so good. Very good support and detail. I like this very, very much. One thing that you could probably do is give an example here, but again, it's if you have enough time, and I know that your time is limited. So we continue with the next body paragraph, which should be the last one, and it should be about good communication skills, because that's what it was, that's what it said in your thesis statement. So let's find out. Okay, here we go. After all, I think communication skills also, well, actually you should say, are also a very important quality, which I would like to see in my close colleagues. So remember the spelling of colleagues? So go ahead and check your spelling. If you don't remember, here it is, C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E-S. All right, we continue. In the service laboratory where I am working now, we usually provide some experiments for different laboratories and have to contact many people, and sometimes our budget depends on simply how they like us. So take out the article "the." We don't need it here. Therefore, in my job, communication skills have a crucial role. Ooh, I like this very much. Very, very good. And because of that, I am looking for a person who likes to work with people and whom people like. Good. Very, very good. I really like this body paragraph. It's very well done. And we continue with the conclusion. To sum up, according to my experience and taking into account my job and my personality type, I would like to see a smart, polite person with good communication skills working with me. I can say that I am lucky and my coworkers right now completely follow these qualities. Okay. In this case, you would probably say my coworkers right now have all of these qualities. Something like that was what you might want to say. All right, but overall, Natalia, I really am impressed with your essay structure. You have the perfect essay structure. Do not change that. You have a very clear thesis statement, and you had three controlling ideas. That's really, really good. And you had three body paragraphs that followed your controlling ideas. So overall, your essay structure is very, very good. Now, make the necessary grammatical corrections, and of course, if the more you practice this type of writing, the better you will become at doing this. So, great job overall. Now, on a scale of 0 to 5, excuse me, 5 is the highest score. I would give this response. Excuse me, I would give this response a 3.5 or 4, and actually it's closer to 4, to be honest with you. So let's say a solid 4. Now I just want you to make the corrections of the grammar, and if you have any questions, feel free to email me. Thank you.